7,000 engine hours. 13 of these trucks are additions to the fleet and will be used for the new I-57 interchange, the Elgin O'Hare Expressway, and additional lanes on I-90. During warm weather, these trucks are used for general maintenance and roadway repair work. Award is recommended to Trans Chicago Truck Group for 20 single axle trucks and Rush Truck Center Springfield East for 12 tandem axle trucks in an aggregate amount not to exceed $5,219,936 for this one-time purchase.
Just very briefly, because many of us are new, what are our replacement criteria? You said a certain number of hours.
Yeah, so for our trucks, our replacement criteria is 7,000 engine hours.
Approximately how many miles would that be, or is that just a bad way to look at it from the
I think it's a bad way, because in previous discussions with our fleet manager, he's explained that a lot of times, like, you know, in the middle of a snowstorm, these trucks are on the road just idling, waiting for the snow to start falling. So that's why they go by engine hours and not miles. And Paul, I don't know, do you have any idea how many miles that some of these trucks may have when we turn them in?
No, we'd have to look into that, but it is the engine that is the number one thing that, you know, seems to go first.
Okay, very good. Perhaps since these are all due to master contracts, you can go through, John, and do the other four, and then if the board so desires, we could consolidate these and address them all together.
Mr. Chairman, can
I? Yes, one question.
So we are taking account now that we're taking on the Elgin O'Hare, which we obviously didn't have before. So these increases are taking up the more roadways that we have to maintain and take. So we're preparing ahead of time for it.
We are, Director. And just so you know, these trucks, once you place an order with the vendor, the lead time to assemble them is about 10 to 12 months. So that's why we are ahead of the curve right now.
One other question. What do we do with the old trucks?
I think we put them on the state's I-bid site and then auction them off.
That's correct. That's what I mean.
So some other, you know, municipalities that may not have the funds to purchase brand new trucks, they will bid on our old or used trucks on the state's I-bid site, which is a website that they use to, you know, bid on all kinds of equipment.
Okay. All righty. If you could do
2 through 5?
Datacom, yeah.
Okay.
2 through 5.
Okay, so the second item is a request to utilize the CMS master contract to purchase a Cisco network infrastructure upgrade system-wide. This request will replace the equipment that currently supports the tollway's traffic and incident management system, also known as TIMS, which is at every location throughout our system. This equipment has been in use for over 7 years. Specifically, we plan to purchase Cisco routers, switches, and associated equipment that will allow cameras, dynamic message signs, and other traffic monitoring equipment to work in conjunction with our TIMS system. This procurement also includes maintenance and support of these devices. Award is recommended to AT&T Datacom Incorporated in amount not to exceed $2,827,720.60.
Any questions regarding this contract? Very briefly, did we expect to get 7 years? Did we hope to get more? Is this sort of what we had originally budgeted and planned for?
Actually, 7 years is pretty customary. The equipment goes end of life. We can't get parts for it anymore. So it's we pretty much used it as long as we can.
Right. And Joe, real quick, while
this is part of our, we've been basically rebuilding the infrastructure from the ground up here, end of life equipment. So this is just part of refurbishing the kind of the foundation of our systems.
Very good. And Joe, correct me if I'm wrong, but this procurement right here is just particular for our TIMS system. In a few more months, it's going to be another Cisco item to refer to other parts of our network.
Right? Exactly. There'll be some additional procurements for the toll collection part of the system and the fiber network that will be coming to the board within the next few months.
Sure. Any other questions on this particular contract? John?
So the third item is a request to utilize the CMS master contract to purchase maintenance, repair, and operations, MRO, catalog products which are needed to maintain the tollways facilities. The products include but are limited to electronic supplies and equipment, hardware products, HVAC supplies, material handling devices, just to name a few. I will point out that although the vendor is committing to the 20% BEP goal, one of their subcontractors did lose their BEP certification recently, so that prime vendor is now working with CMS to revise their utilization plan to make sure that they meet their 20% commitment. Award is recommended to WW Granger Incorporated in amount not to exceed $1 million for the initial term.
Any questions on this contract? All right. Do you want to go to the next one, John?
Sure. Fourth item is a request to continue utilizing a CMS master contract for our reflective sheeting needs. So this material is used by the tollway sign shop team on an as-needed basis to fabricate signs that are used throughout the tollway system. Once these signs are fabricated, our roadway maintenance department installs them per the Federal Highway Administration standards. The award is recommended to 3M Company in an amount not to exceed $450,000 for the one-year term.
Any questions on this contract? Okay. Want to proceed to the last one, please?
Okay. Fifth item is a request to increase funding on a CMS master contract to purchase Wayland Amber lighting products and parts. So this increase in funding will allow District 15 to purchase the required emergency lighting to upfit the 92 new police pursuit vehicles which were approved by the board and ordered earlier this year. All these lights will be installed by our fleet department at our central shop location down the street on Finley. Award is recommended to ComSource Services Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $50,000.
Any questions on this particular contract? All right. If no director has any objection, I would entertain a motion to consolidate procurement items 1 through 5. We can vote on them all together. No one objects? All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded to consolidate these items. Any discussion? Hearing nothing. All those in favor of consolidating procurement items 1 through 5, please state aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Those matters are consolidated. They now come before us for approval, and that would be procurement 1 through 5. May we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on the five items that are before us for approval? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call, please?
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Chairman Schillerstrom?
Aye.
We have 8 yeas and 0 nays.
Very well. Contract 15-00093 to Patson Incorporated is approved. Contract number 15-0079 to AT&T Datacom Inc. is approved. Contract 15-0091 to WW Granger Inc. is approved. The renewal of contract 14-0098 to 3M is approved, and the increase in contract 14-0074 to ComSource Services, Inc. is approved. We will now proceed to item number 6, which is an award of a contract to the Illinois State Black Chamber. John?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, our Chief of Diversity, Gustavo Giraldo, I think is going to discuss a few slides in regards to this item.
Gustavo, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Mr. Chairman, directors. Thank you for the opportunity to provide information about this exciting new technical assistance program that the Department of Diversity and Strategic Development has been developing over the past few months. The graphic on this slide was previously presented to the full board back in March of this year. It visually depicts the diversity program growth promoted by the Tollway through its Department of Diversity and Strategic Development since the creation of the department in 2012. As you can see, the graphic shows, among other items for 2015 and 16, a competitive request for proposals seeking to provide technical assistance to disadvantaged businesses. Today, I'm here to provide background information on this RFP and announce the teams that are being recommended to provide this enhanced assistance. John Donato will explain in more detail the recommendation made on this solicitation following my presentation. The Tollway has reviewed proposals to enhance the existing Construction Business Development Center and Construction Coaching for Growth programs by providing additional assistance to help small and diverse firms reach the next level, that of participating in Tollway projects as prime contractors. The proposals we received address how respondents would provide in-depth, long-term technical assistance over 2 or more years to small, diverse, and veteran contractors. The goal is to provide technical assistance intervention in all areas
of Business Development required to become effective heavy highway construction contractors. Examples of this hands-on assistance include facilitating access to capital and guidance in financing and bonding assistance options, IDAT pre-qualification, submittal assistance for specialty firms, accounting system assistance, including certified payroll reports, change orders, and project closeout, and proactive community government relations and construction industry outreach. Additionally, this enhanced technical assistance will be located in areas not currently covered by the existing assistance programs to areas north and near west along the tollway system. The zones on this map were adapted from the tollways engineering department and are based upon areas of major population concentration along the tollway system. Our existing programs are located in Zone 1, which includes Chicago and Southland suburbs. The contracts being considered today would cover Zones 2 and 3. Options to serve Zone 4 are being explored, and we will move forward to provide a coverage solution in the coming months. After reviewing the responses to the RFP, we are fully confident that the two teams recommended for award, the Illinois Black Chamber of Commerce and the Hispanic American Construction Industry Association, better known as HACIA, are well qualified to provide the enhanced technical assistance programs that TOWI has requested. Both teams have decades of experience working with historically disadvantaged contractor communities. These existing relationships will facilitate recruiting suitable firms to participate in the program. Both teams have extensive knowledge of the transportation infrastructure industry, as well as experience successfully delivering similar services for other agencies, including IDOT's technical assistance programs, the Cook County MVE Contractor Development Initiative, the City of Chicago, City Colleges of Chicago, the Elgin O'Hare Bypass Advisory Council, and the Innovative Construction and Technology Committee for Bradley University. In addition, both teams have included strategic service provider partners to further enhance capabilities of delivering services. I appreciate your attention and consideration of this important and critical matter to continue supporting the full and successful incorporation of small, minority, women, disadvantaged, and veteran firms in the realm of the Tollways Capital Development Move Illinois program, and I thank you for your attention this morning.
Thank you, DeSalvo.
Any questions?
We'll get a motion on the floor, and then if there's questions, I ask you. John, sure. Did you have something you wanted to add to this?
Yeah, there's just a couple of minor things. Okay. So, yeah, I think DeSalvo pretty much covered all the bases on this, but, you know, there was a 20% DEP goal on this procurement, and I will say that both vendors are committing to exceed that goal. And since this is an RFP, it's just for some of the newer directors, the way we award RFPs, you know, IFBs is lowest bid, RFP is we look at the overall value. So we apply technical points based on how well a vendor responds to all the requirements in our RFP document, and we add those technical points to the pricing points. So the combined value is considered the best value. So having said all that, award is recommended to the Illinois State Black Chamber of Commerce for Zone 2 and the HACIA Scholarship Foundation for Zone 3 in an aggregate amount not to exceed $1,384,390.69 for the two-year initial term. Any questions?
All righty. I'd like
to make a comment.
Would you make a motion first?
Yes, I would. I'll make a motion.
All right. Is there
second?
All right. It's on the floor. Director.
I just want to indicate the importance of this award to the toll road and to those minority vendors, especially in the state that we're in today, that minority vendors have a very difficult time coming to the toll road. And the toll road has a very difficult time awarding these contracts due to bonding issues, due to access of capital issue, and due to these entities being able to find a good financial institution that are supportive. I think that it's very important that we do this kind of effort to help us on the broad base of awarding contracts now and in the future to help these businesses, because today that is the main problem that minority vendors have, is their bonding and access to capital. So I congratulate the board for taking this effort on, and hope that both these organizations do a good job to help these vendors qualify for contracts with the toll roaders.
Is there any other discussion, comment, questions at this point?
I'd like to ask them, with the construction that's going to happen from 95th Street to Balmoral, what zone would that be in? Would that be Zone 1?
Or 95th to... Say that again, which area?
Which zone? From the 95th to the Balmoral that we just talked about.
That would be Zone 1.
And how much money has been allocated to that zone?
Well, that zone is already being served, as I mentioned in my presentation, by the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce through the Construction Coaching for Growth program, and by the Illinois Community College Board through the Construction Business Development Center. And combined, the two initiatives that serve Zone 1 probably close to $800,000 a year, a little bit in excess of $800,000 a year.
And I would, you know, like the board and also the administration to look about allocating more dollars into that zone, seeing that we're going to have that construction project coming in the near future. We've just seen that the audit has generated nearly $80 million more of unrestricted cash that is not earmarked for anything. So we have nearly $900 million of unrestricted cash. And I agree with Director Gomez that we need to allocate more money into the diversity program, and I do appreciate this Zone 2 and Zone 3, but when I'm looking at $1.3 million, I think it's still a small amount. I think we can allocate a lot more dollars into these zones so we can get more minority participation, especially I'd like to see that the majority of this $1.3 million is going to the Illinois State Black Chamber, because obviously we've seen that the black contractors are the least represented when it comes to the awarding of contracts here at the tollway. But I do would like to see that moving forward that we could allocate a lot more than $1.3 million when we're sitting on $900 million of unrestricted cash. Thank you.
All right. Any other comments or questions?
Bravo, this does include women-owned businesses and veteran-owned businesses?
Yes. Yes.
Because it's not specified in here.
Right, in my presentation.
Could we specify the women?
It's all inclusive. It's intended to serve all contractors that walk through those doors, not just specific, delegated just to minority contractors or like veterans. But just I use the term generically when I use the word disadvantaged businesses.
Okay. That's all I have.
Any other questions or comments?
I'd just like to echo the director's sentiments. My question was just, do you have an approximate timeline for when you might go to Zone 4?
I think we would hope to have a solution identified before the end of this year and possibly implemented in 2016.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Any other questions or comments? If not, let's have a roll call.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Chairman Schillerstrom?
Aye.
We have 8 yeas and 0 nays.
Very good. The contracts to the Illinois State Black Chamber and SIA, contract number 13-0236, is approved. We will now proceed to item number 7, which is a renewal of a contract to Marketing Alternatives, Inc. John.
Sure. So the 7th item is a request to exercise the 5th and final renewal of a tollway RFP for our STAR 999 Motorist Assistance Program. This program enables motorists with a STAR 999 cellular service to report non-emergency incidents on the tollway and other highways in northeastern Illinois. This program is a joint effort with IDOT, and they reimburse us 50% of the cost. Vendors committing to the 20% BEP goal for this period. Award is recommended to Marketing Alternatives, Inc. in an amount not to exceed $300,000 for the one-year renewal term.
All right, is there a motion?
So moved.
And is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Yes.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Chairman Schillerstrom?
Aye.
8 yeas and 0 nays.
Very good. Contract 60081, the Marketing Alternatives, Inc. is renewed. We'll now proceed to item number 8, which is an amendment to a contract with Mayor Instruction Technologies. John?
Thank you. So this amendment will allow us to continue maintenance and support of our PBX phone system and equipment for an additional year. This amendment is necessary. It will give us enough time to complete a new RFP process. Proposals are due next month for these services, and it will allow time for a transition to the new contract. The vendor is committing to the 30% BEP goal for this period. Award is recommended to Structure Technologies Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $231,232.30 for the one-year period.
May we have a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or questions on this matter? Hearing nothing, we will have a roll call.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Yes.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Chairman Schillerstein?
Yes.
We have 8 yeas and 0 nays.
The amendment to contract 70099 to Marin Structure Technologies is approved. We'll now proceed to item 9, an award of contract for mega training. John?
Ninth item is an award of a TOLE IFB to purchase an indoor firing range for District 15. This firing range will be used by District 15 officers. Each officer is required to be qualified 4 times per year on the weapons they are issued. The current system is over 20 years old and has reached the end of its useful life. This procurement includes removal and disposal of the old system and the installation of the new system and 3 years worth of maintenance. The vendor is exceeding the 4% BEP goal with a 36% commitment. The subcontractor is local and we are performing some of the removal and installation services. Award is recommended to Mega Training Systems Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $433,926.10 for the 3-year initial term.
Is there a motion?
So.
Second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Lieutenant, I just wanted to ask one quick question. Do we allow other police departments to use this?
Normally, no. It's strictly with the state police and district.
And is there any particular reason for that?
A liability issue.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask?
Yeah.
We have a training facility in our new village hall that actually allows cars and all that, and we do share with or allow other departments to use it. The liability issue, I understand the concern, but there must be some way to get over it because we got overusing that in the council. Okay. The only thought is the use of it. Is it heavily used enough by just your folks that it's fine, or is there enough downtime that potentially? Because what we found is we could utilize that department. They would pay some of the maintenance costs and the ongoing expenses behind it without them having to go out and get their own individual one. You know, sharing, it helps everyone out that way.
This project started in 2009. I was originally on the project to redo the range. It's gone through one time as a sole source and was rebid. A couple years ago, we had an issue with some lead. One of our officers had a high lead level. We switched to frangible ammo. A lot of the other departments don't have frangible ammo. So that is one of the reasons that we kind of stopped using other departments because they don't use the same type of ammo that we use.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Any other questions, comments?
Chairman, one final brief question for me today?
No. we've got to move along, but the staff would be happy to talk to you afterwards and answer any questions you have. All right. May we have a roll call, please?
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Yes.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Chairman Schillerstein?
Aye.
We have 8 yeas and 0 nays.
Contract 13-02140 with the Mega Training Systems is approved. We will now proceed to contract 14-0152. John?
Okay. So the 10th item is an award of a TOLE invitation for bid for Ceratech fast setting cement. These products will be utilized on an as needed basis to repair deficiencies in concrete pavement and bridge decks. The fast setting formula is required to minimize lane closure time to allow for the concrete to cure and to mitigate traffic congestion. And the repairs are performed by the tollway's roadway maintenance staff. The vendor is BEP certified and is also registered in the state's small business set-aside program. Award is recommended to Cicero Manufacturing and Supply Company Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $356,250 for the 5-year initial term.
May we have a motion?
So moved. Another question.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Director?
So I saw that there was one bid. Is this just a specialty that this company does?
This is a specialty item, yes.
Okay.
We did do outreach, and you know, I think a couple of the vendors that we expected bids from didn't want to bid because of all the state required forms to complete, and given the value, didn't think it was worth their effort.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Any other questions? Comments? May we have a roll call?
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Yes.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Chairman Shillestrom?
Aye.
We have 8 yeas, 0 nays.
Contract 14-0152 to Cicero Manufacturing and Supply Company is approved. We will now proceed to agenda item number 11. John?
The 11th item is an award of a tollway invitation for bid for 3 heavy-duty trucks. All 3 trucks are replacing older ones that had exceeded their useful life and meet our replacement criteria. Award is recommended to Rush Truck Center, Springfield East, in an amount not to exceed $354,996 for this one-time purchase.
All right. May we have a motion?
Motion approved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Questions? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Bates?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Yes.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Chairman Shillerstein?
Aye.
We have 8 yeas, 0 nays.
Contract 14-0091 to Rush Truck Centers of Illinois, Inc. is approved. We will now proceed to agenda number 12. John.
Okay. 12th item is award of another tollway invitation for bid for landfill services. So this contract enables tollway to dispose of non-hazardous road debris and construction materials that are collected by our maintenance sites. The solicitation consisted of 11 line items, one for each maintenance site. And bidders were not required to bid on all line items. The award was based on the lowest bid price per ton in closest proximity to each tollway maintenance site. The award is recommended to Advanced Disposal Services, Orchard Hills Landfill Incorporated, Markham Transfer and Recycling, LLC, and Advanced Disposal Services, Zion Landfill, Inc. in an aggregate amount not to exceed $217,080 for the 3-year initial term.
All right, is there a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any questions? Comments? All right. Let's have a roll call.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Yes.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Chairman Shillestrom?
Aye.
We have 8 yeas and 0 nays.
Contract 13-0057 to Advanced Disposal Services is approved. We will now proceed to agenda item number 13. Mr. Donato.
13th item is an award of a tollway invitation for bid for the lease of 6 motorcycles for District 15. Although District 15 plans to lease 6 motorcycles, the award amount accommodates leasing up to 10 motorcycles per year. The actual number of bikes leased will be determined by staffing levels and the expansion of the Elgin O'Hare Western Access. Award is recommended to Fox River Harley-Davidson in an amount not to exceed $175,640 for the 3-year initial term.
May we have a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a question, Lieutenant. Have we used motorcycles in the past?
We have. They're very effective in construction areas, and especially in I-90, they're used quite a bit.
Okay. And why are they more effective than cars?
During construction and backups, they're able to maneuver to accidents quicker and open the lanes quicker and move people along. They're also used for dignitary escorts that we do to assist with the state as well.
Very good. Thank you. All right. Any other questions, comments, discussion?
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Yes.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Chairman Shillerstein?
Aye.
We have 8 yeas, 0 nays.
Very good. Contract 14-0028 to Lone Star Cardinal Motorcycle Ventures is approved. We will now proceed to contract 14-0109. Mr. Dumont.
14th item is an award of a tollway invitation for bid for backflow inspection and repair services. We're required to use a third-party certified backflow plumbing contractor to perform inspection tests and to fill out all the necessary paperwork related to certification. The municipality reviews the test information and certifies that each building meets the necessary requirements annually. The proposed vendor is a registered small business in the state's Small Business Set-Aside Program. The award is recommended to Chicago Backflow, Inc., doing business as CBI, in an amount not to exceed $114,000 for the five-year initial term.
All right. Any questions? May we have a motion?
So moved.
All right. It's been moved.
Second.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing nothing. May we have a roll call?
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dobson?
Yes.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Chairman Schillerstrom?
Aye.
8 yeas, 0 nays.
All right. Contract 14-0109 to Chicago Backflow, Inc. is approved. We will now proceed to agenda item number 15. Mr. Donato.
15th item is an award of a tollway sole source for building automation, maintenance, and repair services. This system enables the tollway's building maintenance department to monitor, troubleshoot, and facilitate emergency repairs of our HVAC systems. Operators have the ability to log into a web-based application to monitor our facilities system-wide and make any changes as needed. The tollway has invested a significant amount of money in our HVAC infrastructure equipment, and this request is just for the maintenance and support of it. The system is proprietary and must be performed by the recommended vendor. Award is recommended to Precision Control Systems of Chicago Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $191,400 for the two-year initial term.
All right, may we have a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dobson?
Yes.
Director Gomez?
Yes.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Chairman Schillerstrom?
Aye.
8 yeas, 0 nays.
Contract 15-0030 to Precision Control Systems of Chicago is approved. We will now proceed to agenda item number 16. Mr. Donato.
The 16th and final item is an award of a tollway sole source for conducted electrical weapons and related accessories for District 15. Illinois State Police policy specifies the use of the Taser X2 model. Award is recommended to Taser International Incorporated in amount not to exceed $163,333.70 for this one-time purchase.
May we have a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Is there any questions? Discussion? May we have a roll call?
Director Dobson?
Yes.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Chairman Schillerstrom?
No.
8, 7 yeas, 1 nay.
Contract 14-0175 to Taser International, Inc. is approved. Would anyone like a break? We can take a recess.
That'd be nice.
Is there a motion to recess for 10 minutes?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor of recessing for 10 minutes, state aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We'll see you in 10 minutes.
Two ayes.
The contract came before us at our last meeting, and our bylaws provide that we have to have 6 affirmative votes to approve any contract. We had, I believe, 5. And then we had a couple of abstentions and an absence or two. So we were unable to obtain the 6th vote. So we deferred the matter until today. And I think it would be appropriate for me to move to reconsider this item. And I will. I will so move that contract 14-4200 for construction management services to Descoto Inc. in the amount of $600,000 be reconsidered. May we have a second on the motion to reconsider?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on the motion to reconsider? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call on that?
Chairman Schillerstrom?
Aye.
Director Dobson?
Yes.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
8 yeas and 0 nays.
Very well. This matter is before us for reconsideration. It is before us now for approval. So may I have a motion to approve contract 14-4200 to Descoda Inc. for $600,000?
So Chair, could I just give one clarification?
One second. And it's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Yes.
And just for the record, we are renewing the identical motion from there have been no modification from that made last week. Correct?
That is correct. But this is, there's no changes whatsoever. All right. This matter is now before us. Is there any discussion or comment or questions on this particular contract? May we have a roll call?
Dr. Gomez?
Aye.
Dr. Johnson?
Aye.
Dr. Banks?
Aye.
Dr. Brooks?
Aye.
Dr. Dobson?
Yes.
Dr. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Dr. Sauer?
Aye.
Chairman Chilisham?
Aye.
It's 8-0-8.
Very good. The contract 14-4200 to Descoda Incorporated for $600,000 is approved. We will now proceed to agenda item number 2. And maybe the best way to go about doing this is we will put these on the floor, and if people have questions, we can have the ball answer questions. Is everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
All right. So then we have contract RR-135660R to current contracting before us. Is there a motion?
So moved.
All right. It's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All right, matters before us for discussion. Does anybody have any questions of Paul, or would they like to have any discussion on this matter? May we have a roll call?
Dr. Dobson?
Yes.
Dr. Banks?
Aye.
Dr. Brooks?
Aye.
Dr. Gomez?
Aye.
Dr. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Dr. Johnson?
Aye.
Dr. Sauer?
Aye.
Chairman Chilisham?
Aye.
8-0-8.
Contract RR-13-5660R to current contracting company is approved. We will now proceed to agenda item number 3, which is a proposed contract award to Monaco Mechanical Inc. May we have a motion on that?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Very well. It's moved and seconded. Are there any questions on this, or any discussion or concerns? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Dr. Dobson?
Yes.
Dr. Johnson?
Aye.
Dr. Banks?
Aye.
Dr. Brooks?
Aye.
Dr. Gomez?
Aye.
Dr. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Dr. Sauer?
Aye.
Chairman Chilisham?
Aye.
8-0-8.
Very well. Contract RR-15-8127, the Monaco Mechanical Inc., is approved. We will now proceed to agenda item number 4, which is consideration of a contract to Morris Mechanical Incorporated. May we have a motion on that?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All righty, it's moved and seconded. Is there any questions from Mr. Kovacs or discussion on this matter? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Dr. Dobson?
Yes.
Dr. Sauer?
Aye.
Dr. Banks?
Aye.
Dr. Brooks?
Aye.
Dr. Gomez?
Yes.
Dr. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Dr. Johnson?
Aye.
Chairman Chilisham?
Aye.
It's 8-0-8.
Very good. Contract RR-15-9180 to Boris Mechanical Inc. is approved. We will now proceed to agenda item number 5, and perhaps this one might be a good one to have Paul give us a little bit of an overview on. Paul?
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, Directors. So these next four items are all related to professional engineering services that we want to acquire for planning and design Central Tri-State Tollway. And you heard Rockwood tell you about what kind of work we're going to be doing out there and how important that Central Tri is to us. So item 5 is the first one, and it's a professional service contract for planning and design services, all related to the mile-long bridge. It's on the Central Tri. They're going to do a bridge study for us, bridge condition reports, along with full design contract documents for these two structures. These are really complicated structures. They call it the mile-long bridge. It's very long. Two dual structures actually are out there. Carries traffic over the Canadian National Railroad, the IM Canal, Chicago Sanitary District, Metropolitan Water Reclamation District, the Springs River, Burlington Northern. It gives you the idea that there's going to be a lot of coordination on this work. And I heard one of the directors mentioned how important maintenance of the traffic is to us, and it's going to be highly critical on these structures. The Central Tri carries a high volume of traffic for us. We want to minimize the impact on the motoring public as much as possible. So we went through an evaluation process, which we do on all of our professional service selections, and they're recommending award to H.W. Lochner, HDR, and Quick in the amount of $38,900,334.54. And they are committing to meet all of our requirements on this contract with respect to DBE and veterans' goals.
May we have a motion on this?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion, comments, or questions on this matter? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Dr. Gomez?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Yes.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Chairman Schillerstrom?
I'm recusing myself on this matter and abstain.
We have 7 yeas and 1 abstention.
The acceptance of the proposal from H.W. Lochner is approved in the amount not to exceed $38,900,334.54. We will now proceed to agenda item number 6. Paul, you want to give us a little...
So this, the same description basically as what I told you for number 5, but this one is for professional planning and design services, all related to the Burlington Northern Railroad Bridge and other critical structure on the Central Tri. Award is recommended to Bowman Barrett and Associates in an amount not to exceed $5,690,617.78.
Very good. Are there any, may we have a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or additional questions on this matter? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Yes.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Chairman Schillerstrom?
Aye.
We have 8 yeas, 0 nays.
Contract RR-14-4222 to Bowman Barrett and Associates for order of $5,690,617.78 is approved. We will now proceed to agenda item number 7. Paul, you want to give us a little summary on this also?
Thank you. Item 7. This is the next two items are the ones that are really going to be doing a lot of heavy lifting for us on the Central Tri with respect to master planning studies. And we're very happy to be getting out ahead of these jobs. You know, the construction's coming in 2020, maybe even starting a little bit early. But we really want to hit the ground running with these improvements. They're very important to us. And we've learned a lot from implementing our projects over the past 10 years, how important right-of-way utilities permits are to the overall process. So these folks are really going to help us get out ahead on these. So item 7 is for the master plan study. It's 12 miles of the Central Tri, roughly 33 bridges included in that section, and it's roughly from 95th Street to Cermak Road. So they're going to do geometric, structural, environmental, all aspects of the work that you would imagine. Award is recommended to TransSystems and EXP US Services in an amount not to exceed $23,374,330.97.
Very good. May we have a motion to
approve?
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. It's moved and seconded. Any additional questions or discussion? Comments? Very well. May we have a roll call?
Director Dodson?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Chairman Schillerstrom?
Aye.
We have 8 yeas and 0 nays.
Contract RR-14-4223 is to TransSystems is approved. We will now proceed to agenda item number 8. Once again, Paul, give us a quick summary of this one.
So the description for item 8 is very similar to item 7. This time it's 11.5 miles of the Central Tri, and there's roughly 62 structures in this section. And it's on the Central Tri-State from Cermak up to Balmoral. One, it does not include the areas with the Mile Long Bridge or the BNSF Railroad, because those are covered by those two other separate contracts. So we're planning and designing for over 23 miles of interstate roadway, and the additional scope that we're adding in for this consultant to help us with is they are going to serve as our corridor manager, So they're going to make sure that we're being consistent throughout this whole 23-mile section with respect to the standards that we're going to be implementing, the permits that we're going to be applying for, and et cetera. We've learned that also, that you know, if you're going to be managing work along a very long corridor, it helps to make one of them responsible for making sure everybody's doing everything exactly the way we want it to be done. So award is recommended to Jacobs Engineering Group and EFK Moen and Hansen Professional Services in an amount not to exceed $38,347,635.66.
Do we have a motion?
Sir,
I
have one question.
I'm not going to allow you to ask questions from the audience, but staff would be happy to speak to you afterwards. May we have a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion or questions? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call.
Director Dotson?
Yes.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Chairman Schillerstrom?
Aye.
We have 8 yeas, 0 nays.
All righty. Contract RR-14-4224 is approved. We will now proceed to item number 9. And Paul, maybe you could address both 9 and 10 at this point.
Thank you, Chair. So item 9 is a supplement to an existing engineering contract that we have. And these folks, it's Parsons Brinkerhoff. They're working on design contracts for us on the I-90 corridor. They prepared several contracts for us already. During the course of the work, there have been changes, and there are things that we're asking them to do to update the plans to reflect our current standards and also to match in with additional work that's being done by others in this area. So we are seeking a supplement to them of $654,510. That's the Parsons Brinkerhoff. And the two primary drivers behind this are, we're implementing active traffic management system on this corridor. We're finalizing all the details now, so they've prepared a lot of the plans already. We want them to include these newer or upgraded details for those elements so that we make sure we got everything the best we can get it. There was some work at the east end of this contract that IDOT had planned to do on the Kennedy Expressway with the Cumberland Flyover. That project's now been delayed, so we need to make some adjustments to our maintenance of traffic plan so that we can account for that work not going on at the same time with us. And all of it is designed to try to minimize the impact to the public in the future when IDOT does come on board and do their work. And we also had some comments from the railroad that came in after the plans were already out on the street, so we needed the designer to incorporate some of their comments into the contract documents.
All right, can we have a motion on agenda item number 9, please?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's moved to second. Is there any questions or comments or discussion on this item? May we have a roll call?
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Yes.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Chairman Schillerstrom?
Aye.
8 yeas, 0 nays.
Contract I-11-4015 is approved. We'll proceed to agenda item number 10. May we have a motion on that?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Is there any questions on this or comments or discussions? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Dotson?
Yes.
Director Gomez?
Yes.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Chairman Schillerstrom?
Aye.
8 yeas and 0 nays.
Very good. Contract I-11-4017 is approved. We will proceed to agenda item 11, which is a change order. Paul, if you could give us just a very brief overview. I know there's a lot of data in our booklet, but for people who don't have our booklet or haven't read it, give us a quick summary of why we're doing this change order.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, item 11 is a change order extra work order, so this is adding some funding. $255,000 actually to contract 40666, which we have with Lower Construction. They did a lot of our work at 29457. As part of our work at this interchange, we removed a very heavily wooded area that was adjacent to a residential area. So in order to mitigate the impact of removing all that natural buffer, we're going to install a wood screen site fence and we coordinate that with the local agency, and everyone is very accepting of that, and we're asking to move forward with this work.
Very good. May we have a motion on this change order?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's moved and seconded. Are there any questions, comments, or discussion on this particular item? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Dodson?
Yes.
Director Gomez?
Yes.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Chairman Shilishchuk?
Aye.
With 8 yeas and 0 nays.
Very good. The change order on contract I-12-4066 is approved. We will proceed to item 12. Paul, once again, quick summary.
Item 12 is a change order extra work order requesting funding in the amount of $594,462.94. This is on existing construction contract 4208 with Walsh Construction and K5. And it's to pay for some additional grading work that we're going to do at the Illinois Route 53 I-90 interchange. That those infields are under the jurisdiction of IDOT. We do coordinate all of our projects with all the adjacent local agencies before we even put those out to bid. IDOT had some comments that came into us after the fact, and we are making some grading changes in that infield area to make it better for them from a stormwater detention and drainage perspective, and we'd like to move forward with this work now.
All right. Can we have a motion on agenda item number 12?
So moved. Is
there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any questions, discussion, comments? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Yes.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Chairman Shilishchuk?
Aye.
8 yeas, 0 nays.
Contract I-14-4208 is approved. We will now proceed to item number 13, which is the partial release of retainage. We have a motion on this.
So moved.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Does anyone have any questions on this or comments or care to discussion? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Yes.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Chairman Shilishchuk?
Aye.
We have 8 yeas and 0 nays.
The partial release of retainage on contract I-13-4136 is approved. We will proceed to agenda item number 14. May we have another motion on this partial release of retainage?
So motion.
Motion.
Second.
It's moved to second. Is there any discussion or questions regarding this? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Dodson?
Yes.
Director Brooks?
Yes.
Director Gomez?
Yes.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Chairman Shilishchuk?
Aye.
We have 8 yeas and 0 nays.
Very good. Partial release of retainage on contract I-13-5675 is approved. We will proceed to item number 15, which is a final release of retainage. May we have a motion on this?
So moved.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion or questions regarding this? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Dodson?
Yes.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Chairman Shilishchuk?
Aye.
We have 8 yeas and 0 nays.
The retainage on contract I-13-4620 is released. Item 16 and item 17 both deal with acquisition of land, and it is appropriate under the Illinois revised statutes that these matters be initially discussed in closed session, so we will defer those until we go into closed session. We will presumably address these when we come out. So that concludes our engineering portion of our agenda. We will now proceed to our legal portion. Our first item is an intergovernmental and annexation agreement with the Village of Mount Prospect. David, maybe you can give us a quick summary on this.
Happy to, Chair. Thank you. Good morning. Troy, from time to time, finds itself in situations either with excess property along our system, or as we have today, a situation where we can essentially grant a local community the ability to annex some property along the tollway to perform whatever function may be needed in that community. In this case, we're dealing with a situation where annexation along 90 just west of Bussey Road
we're going to allow a bit of our right-of-way, and in your map you'll see a subdivision comes down, and we're going to essentially allow them to establish contiguity within the boundaries of Mount Prospect. This helps them so that they can start bringing in services into that community today in unincorporated Cook County. Cook County also has an initiative encouraging local municipalities to pick up land in such a way so that they can provide services, fire, police, etc. So we're happy to participate in this kind of collaborative effort. You have a map in your materials. This will get refined as we go, but we are asking for a resolution this morning to allow us to proceed with this type of agreement in substantially similar form to what you have in your materials. A little bit of fine-tuning in essence, though, and I always assure the board, in an annexation situation like this, the tollway does not yield any substantive rights to our land. We retain full access. There is no ability for the local municipality to tax, regulate, prohibit any of our uses, and to the contrary, we have to give approval should they want to do anything on the land. In this case, it is simply to allow a new boundary to be established for the village.
May we have a motion to approve this intergovernmental agreement?
Motion approved.
Second.
All right, it's moved and seconded. Before we vote on this, I just want to take this opportunity to thank staff, and in particular David and his department, for moving forward in an expedited fashion on this matter. Mount Prospect was interested in us moving as quickly as possible, and I think it's always our duty to work as closely and to accommodate our neighboring governments as much as possible. So thank you for your diligence on this. If there's no other discussion or questions, Craig.
You said it's west of Bussey?
Where's Rocco?
Right, isn't it just west of Bussey? I should pull my map up. Sorry, Director. I believe it is immediate, yeah.
By the ComEd
just
towers.
West of Bussey.
Okay.
ComEd towers.
Okay, I know where you're at now. But it's on, as far as 90 goes, it's on the outside of Elk Grove.
Correct.
90, yes. That's
correct.
What.
Correct.
Okay, I got a little confused when you said.
Okay.
We're not taking any Elk Grove.
No.
Letter of support for the
No, I just got confused and said west. That's where he threw me off for a second.
David, a quick question. In the past when we've done this, let me restart my question.
Sure.
When we do this, do they have the ability to rent that spot out to one of these humongous signs that go up along the tollway?
Yeah. So what we will do, and as you'll be hearing pretty soon from Rocco, he and the team are in late stages of developing a formal annexation and access right-of-way policy, which has been in the works for some time. This matter, I will tell you, is 100% consistent with the policy, but we haven't rolled it out formally with the board, and obviously the chair's comments, we're happy to move this along in an expedited fashion because they need it. This provides the tollway absolute authority to watch what is being done and declare what or what can't be done. For this purpose, the primary reason is, essentially the only reason, is this contiguity they want to establish, so they loop that into the town. Putting up billboards, changing the property, et cetera, will 100% remain in the tollway's world, and this is right along the roadway, so very unlikely you'll ever see anything other than the grass that's there today.
Thank you.
Any other questions or discussions on this matter? May we have a roll call, please?
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Dobson?
Yes.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Chairman Chilistrom?
Aye.
It's 8 yeas and 0 nays.
The intergovernmental agreement with the Village of Mount Prospect is approved. We will now proceed to our amendments to the administrative rules. David?
Thank you again, Chairman. One of the functions that the Illinois Tollway Board plays is to work with the engineering team, both internally and the outside engineering traffic specialists that the tollway affiliates with, to establish the speed limits across the tollway system. Back in March, at the March board meeting, the board took somewhat of a holistic view and increased many of the speed limits across the system, consistent with the viewpoints expressed by Chief Kovacs and his traffic engineer colleagues. We have a need to come back to you for two smallish segments, and if anybody is interested, I have brought maps, but I think I can just kind of show them to you as we're sitting here. We are going to be dealing with the far northern section of 294. This is up north of Stern School Road, just about to the state line. Wisconsin has recently changed the speed limits just north of the state line to 70, and as the engineers indicated back in March, as soon as Wisconsin made that move, we were going to make the move. So this is the first board meeting we have a chance to bring this to you to make that northern segment of our system heading into Wisconsin all one speed limit. And I can tell you, as a frequent driver up there, it's going to be welcome. We are also going to be picking up on South 355. This is between 55 and 80 on the south end of our 355. We didn't in March pick up some increased speeds for trucks and buses because we knew we'd be coming back to you for the 70 pickup we just went through. So we'd ask for your approval to proceed with that. This will increase the bus speed limit to 65, the truck speed limit to 60 in this southern section down there. If the board approves this morning, the process that begins then is we take these board actions down to Springfield to the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules. It goes by JCAR. It's an adjunct to the state legislature. They review agency rules and regulations like we're doing today. This is a regulation of the tollway. So if we have your approval, we'll tee it up. We've already got all these changes from March teed up. They've indicated down there that we can quickly add these two as well. And then we would report back to you when we get final approval. Paul and his team would get signs going, and you probably have one more comment to make.
We would also, we have to seek IDOT's approval, too, on any recommendations we make with respect to speed. So we'll send them all the backup documentation we have, and I don't anticipate there will be any issue with that.
Okay. May we have a motion?
So moved.
Second. All right. It's moved and seconded. Any questions or comments or discussion on this amendment to the administrative rules? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Director Dobson?
Yes.
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Yes.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Chairman Schillerstrom?
Aye.
8 yeas and 0 nays.
The amendments to the administrative rules are approved. Agenda item number 3 is another matter that Illinois law provides that we may discuss initially in closed session. It's a matter of litigation. So we would ask to also defer this matter until we go into closed session, and we may or may not take final action on this when we come out of closed session. So that concludes our legal portion of the agenda at this point. We will now proceed to the unfinished business portion of our agenda. Does anyone have any unfinished business to come before the board at this time? Hearing nothing, we will proceed to the new business portion of our agenda. Does anyone have any new business that they would like to bring forward at this point? All right. At this point, we will proceed to the executive session portion of our meeting. Executive session is a time when we close the meeting to the public. This is allowed by law for only certain things, and then we would come back into open session afterwards. So at this time, I would ask for a motion to enter executive session pursuant to exceptions provided in Section 2, paren C, 5, and 2, paren C, 11 of the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Consider the purchase of real property and potential or pending litigation. Okay, we have a motion based on that.
So moved.
Second.
All right, it's been moved to second. Is there any discussion at this point about going into closed session for those purposes? Hearing nothing, may we have a roll call?
Director Banks?
Aye.
Director Dobson?
Yes.
Director Brooks?
Aye.
Director Gomez?
Aye.
Director Gonzalez?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Aye.
Director Sauer?
Aye.
Chairman Schillerstrom?
Aye.
8 yeas and 0 nays.
Very good. We will proceed to executive session, and we will start our executive session at 11:30. So in the interim, if we could ask everyone who is not going to be present for the executive session to please sort of filter away, and then when we come out, you're welcome to come back. And it's also an opportunity for anyone to take a little break if they so desire. So thank you.